this country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. Don't you just love that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the shame.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show. Oh, excuse me. And thank you, Hank Williams Jr., for your new wonderful song. And I'm glad you're not very bashful about your views, Mr. Williams Jr. We have a very special guest today, Rick Calvert, who is the founder, president, creator, and entrepreneur behind Blog World. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Thank you, Bruce. You forgot the janitor, chief cook, and bottle washer.
I forgot. Oh, gosh. That was in the bio you sent me. Forgive me. but listen, our listeners do not know what I'm talking about whenever I talk about the social media stuff, because we're just simple dads and moms. So why don't you tell us what Blog World is, and more importantly, who is your featured panel on November 5th at 12:15?
Well, so first of all, Blog World and New Media Expo, as we call it, is a gathering, if you will. It is the industry event for all things new media and social media related. And so...
And you have, what, a couple hundred people show up?
Yeah, about 4,000 people this year in Los Angeles, November 3, 4, 5.
We know they come from all over the U.S. How many countries do you think they come from as well?
Last year, I think we had 17 countries represented.
Wow, that's so impressive.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have been the idiot that has not been there until this year.
But I know you've been trying. And again, you know, we wanted to save the best for last. So we do have this amazing panel at 12:15 on November 5th, how dad blogging can bust the fatherhood stereotypes. You know, some guy named Bruce Salin's going to be there, and Jim Lynn from Busy Dad Blog, and Kevin Metzger from The Dadvocate, and Ron Maddox, a very funny guy. I think it's going to be a great talk.
And it's part of what you're calling a Type A parent track. Why don't you explain that and a little bit more about Blog World and the dates and where it is as well, please?
Yeah, so the event will be November 3rd through the 5th in Los Angeles at the Convention Center, downtown L.A., being a San Diego native, I hate Los Angeles, but we're going to be there anyway.
I'll forgive that statement since it's my hometown.
But again, it's everybody from any type of new media. That's a blogger, a podcaster, internet radio, TV broadcaster. Anybody who's creating digital content comes to the event to learn how to better create, distribute, and monetize their content, and obviously network with all of our peers.
You know, I've looked a little bit at your schedule, and yeah, it is mind-boggling because you have anybody and everybody who is notable in those worlds of new media and social media, but you also have panels and speakers. It seems a half a dozen every hour all day for, what is it, 2.5 or 3 days?
It's actually 20 every hour all day for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. you will cancel all the other ones at 12:15 on Saturday, but mine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. With Chris Broken and Jason Falls, they have to postpone whatever they're doing.
Okay, I mean, I just want to make sure that we have at least three people in the audience besides our spouses.
Well, actually, when you divide it up, you know, amongst 4,000, you should get 800 people in the room. I mean, it's typically, and some sessions are definitely bigger than others, you know, depending on the genre and the interest level, and that's part of it. You know, we're all part of new media, and like you said, you know, your audience might not understand what all this stuff is. They're just dads.
And moms.
And moms. But Type A Parent is a track within the show run by a woman named Kelby Carr. She was originally Type A Mom, and then she renamed her event Type A Parent, which she's done for a couple of years on her own. And she's been coming to Blog World since the very first one. She spoke several times. And we approached her last year after going to her events, and we were just blown away and said, why don't you do Type A Parent at Blog World and do stuff for the moms and the dad bloggers? And it's been great.
She's quite a force. She's quite a personality. Very impressive.
And one of the sweetest women you'll ever meet. I mean, she's a very, very genuine person, and she really cares about this stuff. It's just a perfect fit. And so whole track of sessions just for mom and dad bloggers. So.
Well, that begs the question, which is, you know, I write often about the importance for parents to be conscious and aware and participate in social media, if only because their kids do. So why would you say that Blog World and blogging relates to parenting in that regard?
Well, so new media or social media, whatever you may call it, which, by the way, is a sign of how early on we still are in this media revolution. We can't even define or agree on what the terminology is. But this is literally affecting every type of business, every type of social interaction, every type of cause or anything you can imagine in the world is touched by new media in some way. And it's just the beginning of where this is going. Everybody sees ads, you know, but you can look at any commercial on TV now or any ad in a newspaper or a magazine, it'll say, follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook or, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff like that. Your kids are communicating on Facebook. Funny enough, the number one users on Twitter are actually middle-aged adults. Kids think Twitter's stupid. So,
well, that happens every time their mom and dad start using a particular platform, you know.
That's right.
Facebook was much more popular among kids, even though it still is, before mom and dad started getting on it.
But to answer your question, the simple answer, the reason you need to understand this as a parent is the same reason you need to know how to use the telephone. I mean, it's just a communication tool that your children will be using and where you can find information about parenting, if you've got questions, if you've it's just all, you know, it ties back into the internet, which is an amazing thing.
Well, I would
find so much information that's helpful to you. It's just not smart not to understand it and to learn about it.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I'm sorry for the interruption, but I was about to say that it is the amazing proliferation of all these different things that our kids do make being a good parent that much more complicated. And if you hide your head in the sand about all the things that they're doing, you will be much less aware. Now, a lot of parents are certainly aware of the basic notion of online safety and monitoring. That's very basic, but there's so much more, and there's so much more to it. That I had a friend who, you know, didn't want to text because he just, what do I need it for? I'll just call someone when I need them. And I said to him, Steve, you need to text because your kids, that's their primary method of communication. You want to have a better relationship with them? Trust me, you better text. Yep. And he's actually now a text addict, and my next job is to get him on Facebook and Twitter because he's still resisting. And that is, I think, your point, that to be the best parent, not only for the resources you can find, but just to have a communication success with your kids, you need to be aware of new and social media. And I love the fact that we don't have a term yet that really defines it all.
And by the way, we all go through that same phase. I don't know about you, but I got sucked into blogging in 1999. And I thought it was an amazing thing. The more I learned about it, I was just blown away by how powerful of a communication tool it was. So the show, we started in 2006, the first show's in 2007, Twitter came out right about that time, and I thought it was stupid. And it took me a year to figure out what Twitter was about.
I had that.
Never make that mistake again.
Me neither. I still fight it, though. I got to tell you, I'm fighting Google Plus. Do I have to do Google Plus? And it's every one of these gets me. Listen, Rick, we're nearly out of time. Tell our listeners more details of how to attend. And by the way, I know if you can't attend, there's going to be virtual attendance. So tell us about that, too.
Yeah. So they can just go to the website, blogworldexpo.com. They can register there. They can use the code TWEET20 to get 20% off of any pass. I think an Expo pass with the code is like $20. And so you get to go to all the exhibits. You get to go to all the keynotes. You get to go to all the parties. And, you know, it goes up. There's lots of different options there.
Wait. There's parties?
Yeah, parties every night.
You didn't tell me about parties. I haven't gotten any invitations to the party. This is, like, disturbing.
Oh, you are invited, Bruce. So.
And what's that incredible panel that takes place Saturday at 12:15? What is that again?
How Dad Blogging Can Bust the fatherhood stereotypes.
Oh, there's no fatherhood stereotypes. We all like ragu, you know, and we believe their promotion is just
pizza
totally
for dinner every night.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, do you know what I was talking about? There has been a big controversy with ragu and the dad community. The first time I think the dad community has actually rallied behind a stereotype that was saying that basically dads don't know how to cook, which was part of their current commercial campaign. So it's been really interesting.
So I know this is a struggle for dads and dad bloggers in particular. You know, corporate America, particularly consumer brands, have been focused on mom bloggers. I mean, they're just unbelievably
narrow-minded.
Myopic.
Yeah, yes.
Narrow-minded about who they really need to connect with and who their customers are. And, you know, and the women are upset, too. If you're a woman and you have a blog, you must be a mommy blogger, which is a term they hate.
Yeah, just so, like we hate the daddy blogger one.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, Rick, this has been a very fast segment. We've actually gone over, so I'm going to have to say goodbye for now and look forward to seeing you next month. It's actually only 3 weeks away, I think, 3 weeks from 3 weeks from today, isn't it?
3 weeks from today, yes,
sir.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Rick, thank you so much. Hang on a sec, because I actually want to mention something quickly to you offline, if you don't mind.
Sure.
To my audience, I'll be back for some closing remarks and a teaser of next week's show after these few commercials.
The negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.